He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning, June the 12th. It's the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour here on the Salem Wall Street Network across many cities in America. Well, we have at least green on the screen so far this morning, although it has faded quite a bit from the open when we saw the market up triple digits for a while. Now we're hanging on to a 24-point gain. The Dow is at 15,146. It continues to be a market that has lost its momentum. It had momentum for 7 months. It had the wind at its back for 7 months. It had a good solid uptrend going. And for now, it's lost its mojo, it's lost its momentum, and it's starting to go sideways. But that's not the end of the world, as you'll see later in the show. The S&P is up 2.5 this morning. It's at 1,628. The NASDAQ has actually now gone into negative territory. It was up about 22 points earlier today. The NASDAQ is now down 1 at 34.35. The euro continues to rise against the dollar as the dollar, U.S. dollar that is, continues to plunge. The euro is at 1.33 right now. That European vacation just got a little more expensive. The 10-year yield continues to, well, it's pretty flat today. It's at 2.21. I think we saw 2.25 at some point yesterday. So we're down a little bit off of that recent high. We have gold down 260 per ounce. In the gold market, it's at 1374, and oil continues to rise. Hey, just in time for the 4th of July weekend coming up, it's up 72 cents to 96.10. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. And as I said, we have a market that the big picture, the long-term trend of the market is a market that's been going up now for 4 years and 3 months. Go back to March of 2009 when the S&P hit 666, and now here we are at 1600. So we've had a good bull market. That long-term trend, which is also known as a primary uptrend, it was also known as a bull market, remains intact for now. So we look at the intermediate term trend of the market, which is more in the 50-day moving average. Well, we've been toying with that recently. And in fact, I said on Monday that a real key support level for the S&P 500 would be right around the 1600 level. And of course, we're still 33 points above that. So the intermediate term trend of the market is still intact. The short-term trend is the one that's seen some damage done to it. When we did the math in the newsletter last week, I pointed out that from the peak, which was 1687, to the recent trough, where we saw the Dow or the S&P actually go below 1600 for a short period of time, we've seen about a 5.3% correction. Whatever you want to call it. I don't even call that a correction. I call that noise within a primary uptrend. A little bit of noise from time to time. Now, will the noise get louder or will the noise get away? Go away? Well, I just think from a probabilities point of view, I'm kind of an odds maker in my head, I guess, kind of a mathematician at heart, statistics, analysis. I love baseball stats. You know, one thing I got to say, our San Diego Padres played the Atlanta Braves for the second time yesterday, and we beat them for the second time. Now, you know, there are miracles still in today's world when the Padres can beat Atlanta two in a row. But I got to say, looking at the stats of Atlanta, and we broadcast in Atlanta, so, you know, I don't mean to demean the Braves. They're a good team. They got a great record. But there's four major players in that lineup that are hitting 200. You got Ugla hitting 200. He either hits a home run or he strikes out. He's one of those kind of guys, pretty much. You got the two Upton brothers, who are hitting right around that Mendoza line, but they can hit the home runs too. And you got a fourth guy. You got Hayward hitting 200. So, I mean, those guys need to heat up. I'm just here to say I've seen almost every – we'll get back to the stats and the market here in a minute. I've seen almost every team in the National League so far this year. Some of the teams I've seen more than once because I am a season ticket holder. I write a lot of my articles and whatnot while I'm sitting in my seat watching live baseball. My wife and I live pretty close to the Petco, and yeah, it's just one of the things we enjoy together, talking smack about baseball. But anyways, I've seen most of the teams. I would have to say that at this point in the season, the best team I've seen in the National League is the St. Louis Cardinals. And I think they have right now the best combination of pitching and hitting. I really thought it would be the Braves after seeing them, but when I saw those four 200 hitters right smack dab in the middle of the lineup, that's a problem. I mean, we had that problem earlier in the season, and it was a problem. So we'll see today. It's a day game. I'm sending my my son, who works with me, and he's going with the wife, and they're going to report back to me on how the day game goes today. But anyway, statistics. I think the statistics and the probabilities lean towards the market going into summer doldrums, sideways to slightly down. But as I've pointed out many times, that's not the end of the world because there's still a lot of big winners in the market, even in a sideways to slightly down market. Believe it or not, even in a down market, there can be winners in the market, even if it's inverse funds. So you know what? On a relative basis, I stay focused on that top 200 of the market. The top 200 that my app ferrets out every day, they're the best performing stocks and they're the most undervalued stocks. They combine. It's kind of like a baseball team. It's a good thing to have hitting. We have a pretty good hitting team, actually, the Padres. But if you don't have pitching, you're missing a big, major part of what's necessary to go to and win a World Series. You kind of need a combination of the two. And I see in the market today, I still find companies that are performing. They've got the batting average, but they still also are pitching out decent valuations that justify higher prices. In fact, one such stock I write about today for thestreet.com. I'm an independent contributor to thestreet.com. And we have an article published there on the front page today on a healthcare stock, one of the sectors that continues to lead the market. In fact, the pharmaceutical and healthcare providers and also the biotechs continue to dominate the top spots in my daily sector rankings. Why are they doing so well? Well, you know what? Guess what starts in 2014? Like it or not, Obamacare kicks in. There's some estimates that as many as 30 million people will enter into the healthcare needs, the healthcare infrastructure of America. There'll be new customers needing drugs, needing lab tests, needing doctors, needing nurses and hospitals, and on down the line. And that's why the healthcare sector continues to be one of the top sectors in the market. And today on thestreet.com, I write about a stock that actually provides temporary help to the hospitals and to the clinics and whatnot. And I think that's going to be a hot area of the market going forward. And as you'll see when we come back, we're going to feature this stock. It possesses those qualities that I like. It has pitching, fielding, and hitting. It's hit the home runs with its performance over the years. It still, in my book, represents a very good valuation. And lastly, that all-important visual check, how does the stock chart look? So we'll check that out along with a couple others today here. In fact, I've also noticed, and I mentioned this in the article today, that the leadership in the market, it's narrowing. It's no longer tech stocks and building stocks and oil and gas stocks and healthcare stocks and biotech stocks and drug stocks and machinery stocks. It's getting narrower and narrower, which is typical of a market consolidation like we're going through right now. In fact, that's what I would call this right now. This is not a correction. Right now, it's a consolidation, which is otherwise known as a sideways trend. So, it gets a lot tougher here. It's a lot harder to make money in a sideways trend than in a uptrend. But you know what? We're going to do our best. Stay with us. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Laissez-faire is a great policy for government, but a lousy idea for investors. We have to pay attention, but some of us don't have the time or inclination, so we ignore our investments and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high-net-worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 4130296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. That door's blocked, Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, I warned you not to open the door. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
You work so hard to build a portfolio, yet so many of us ignore it once we do, or we tolerate lousy returns. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager. He manages individual accounts all across America. Now, if you're thinking his name sounds familiar, that's because Bill is a regular contributor on places like Bloomberg Radio, Fox Business TV, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com investment sites. Every day, Bill tracks about 2,800 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Bill focuses on the top 6 to 7% of the entire market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill will get you into the best stocks now, not the best stocks of yesteryear. Minimum account size is $50,000 and annual management fees range from between 1% and 2% depending on the size of the account. All accounts are safely held in Scottrade.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with Bill Gunderson, professional money manager, president of Gunderson Capital Management, in an overcast and slightly foggy San Diego, California. All right, let's take a look. We are now entered into a consolidation phase in the market. Yep, the fun, the easy money has been made since, basically mid-December when the market took off. Here we are in mid-June, and we enter into the summer doldrums. Hey, at least we didn't have go away in May. That wouldn't have been a good idea because May actually turned out to be a pretty good month. And we haven't had a June swoon yet. You know, I get people all the time that tell me these cliches. Why would you buy when everybody knows you should go away in May? Really? I mean, is every May the same? It's just automatic. Hey, if we knew that, man, we would establish a huge short position on April 31st, and we would clean up in May. No 2 years are alike. No two trends are alike. No two cycles are alike. It all depends. You know, there's so many different variables. Well, why would you be investing in a June swoon? What June swoon? We haven't seen a June swoon. Is there going to be one? I don't know. But I continue to find stocks, even in the current consolidation phase that we're in, I continue to find stocks every day that are breaking out to new high ground. One such stock is in one of the leading sectors in the market. Now, here's some facts that we know about the market so far this year, and actually for about the last 1 year. Number one, domestic stocks all over foreign stocks. International stocks, emerging markets, China, Latin America have been horrible places to be invested for the last year. And if your advisor has you invested in those areas and is telling you to stay the course, you know what? You're in charge. You're the general manager of your portfolio. You might have hired a manager to manage the portfolio, but you're the GM that picks the manager. Just like baseball. If the general manager's putting the players on the field, well, let's use the Dodgers as an example. Look at the players the general manager has gone out and gotten for the LA Dodgers. $250 million worth of players in 1 year. And the manager has produced not very good results. If last place, I mean, with that kind of a lineup, they're so frustrated, they get into brouhahas with other teams. They had another bench-clearing brawl last night. Same pitcher that was involved in the San Diego brawl, Zach Greinke. He seems to be a common denominator in these bench-clearing brawls. Cranky Greinke, I guess you could say. But anyway, you're the general manager of your portfolio. Darn it. And if the manager's not doing a good job, and you're paying him good money to put that lineup on the field and it's not performing, and you see your portfolio that's full of bonds and full of foreign stocks, you know, listen, I would say, I don't know why this is a bit, or gold or precious metals, it's just not a good area of the market. Markets go through cycles. I believe in being invested in the best areas of the market. Okay, number one, foreign stocks versus domestic all over foreign stocks this year, and it's been that way for a long, long time. Big opportunity cost by being in the wrong asset classes. Number two, small cap domestic stocks, even more particularly, have outperformed large cap domestic stocks. In fact, small and mid cap stocks have been the sweetest part of the market. What if we could find a nice little domestic small cap growth stock that's also in a very good sector in the market? Healthcare, pharmaceuticals, biotech, that's been dominated the leading sectors of the market for quite some time, and it remains in place today. And if you look at your portfolio and you don't see any pharmaceuticals or any healthcare stocks or any biotechs, and you're a growth investor, I mean, this area is red hot. You'd have to say, I don't know, who's ever managing your portfolio is asleep at the wheel or not up on things. I don't know. Now, if you find a stock that's domestic, small cap, growth in the healthcare sector, you've really tilted the probabilities in your favor, as opposed to a Chinese gold stock. You know, that's like, okay, the odds of finding a good Chinese mining company right now, coal company like Yanzu Coal Mines, that's really bucking the odds, because you're going against, you've got a hurricane in your face. Instead, put the wind at your back. Begin with the right asset class, okay? Still no guarantee, but you've tilted the probabilities in your favor considerably. Now, once we've narrowed it down to that, now we're looking for performance, we're looking for value, and we're looking for a good, strong, healthy stock chart. Okay, the example I wrote about today on thestreet.com is Team Health Holdings. Team Health Holdings is headquartered in Knoxville, Tennessee. You know, I've had some really good luck with companies in Tennessee. I've had AutoZone. I currently own AutoZone as a large cap stock, and I've had the Tractor Supply, one of my favorites. Man, I just love that stock. And now we got Team Health Holdings. I think Tennessee is probably a business-friendly state. Says, welcome. We welcome businesses here. I live in a state that's not business-friendly at all, and that's unfortunately why many companies are leaving California to more business-friendly states. I mean, here in California, the first guy that shows up on your doorstep is the EPA, and on 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 down the line. And businesses, you know, they finally say, hey, you know what? I think we'll go somewhere else. Texas. A lot of them have moved to Texas. Petco. Our stadium is named Petco. Yet they do most of their business from Texas. Okay. Team Health Holdings is a mid-cap stock, small mid-cap, somewhere in there, that's in the healthcare sector that's been performing quite well. Over the last 3 years, the stock has averaged 45% per year. It's tripled the returns of the market. Over the last 12 months, it's up 77%, while the market's up 24%. They provide healthcare staffing and administrative services to about 800 hospital clients in 47 states. Now, valuation. It's currently trading at 18 times forward earnings, which is about a market multiple. It is expected to grow by 16% per year over the next 5 years. When I take the current earnings, grow them by 15% per year over the next 5 years, and apply a multiple that I think is appropriate, I come up with a stock that has 86% upside potential over the next 5 years. Out of 3,406 stocks that are currently in my database, Team Health comes in at number 139, and it's a stock that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management in my aggressive growth accounts. Not a recommendation, an example of what I consider to be a best stock now. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com, or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Who knows what's going to happen to fuel prices in 2013? With unrest in the Middle East and more disagreement to come in Congress? Not me. Confidence, though, is just a phone call away, and it's called the Fuel Escort. Fuel Escort is the latest technology in the automotive aftermarket that can save you up to 30% on fuel costs. So no matter what happens in the Middle East or here at home, you know that you're getting the absolute most for your dollar, cutting your fuel cost up to 30%. That's not all. Fuel Escort can raise your gasoline's octane 4 to 5 points and increase your horsepower by up to 18%. Fuel Escort is super easy to install and also guaranteed. If you're not 100% satisfied, return Fuel Escort within 90 days for a full refund. That's right. Call toll free 855-879-8394. That's 855-879-8394. Call 855-879-8394 or log on to FuelEscort.com. Fuel Escort, guaranteed.
Harry's career had gone, well, all right. Not every promotion had come through, but he was always willing to learn. Then, nearing retirement, Harry was asked to mentor a sharp young employee, new to the department. Harry couldn't help it. He detested the assignment. Mentor this young man? Support him? No, sir. Harry had earned his stripes. Now help some hotshot outdistance him. Resentment boiled, but Harry had no choice. He made himself talk with a newcomer, and to his surprise, the hotshot listened. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Harry spent the first part of his career learning. Then he discovered that in sharing his wisdom, everyone came out ahead in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 4130296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson from San Diego, California, president of Gunderson Capital Management. You know, we continue to be in a consolidation trend in the market. Just take a look at a chart of the S&P 500 and you can see how it has leveled off for now. And, you know, we would call that a sideways trend. A sideways trend is an undecided trend. We don't know if the next move is going to break to the upside or if it's going to roll over and break to the downside. It's way too early to tell. We're in the early innings of establishing a sideways summer doldrums trend. Finding winners in the market's going to be a lot more difficult right now. The leadership of the market has gotten much narrower than it was a couple of months ago. You know, in an uptrend market, it's almost true that a rising tide lifts all boats. It lifts some boats a lot higher than others, however. In a sideways trend, when you're at slack tide, the fishing gets really, really tough. You know, fishing's the same way. You need an incoming tide or an outgoing tide. You need some current moving to keep the fish biting. When you hit that ebb tide, everything just kind of goes. But if you're a good fisherman, you can still figure out where to find the fish at that point in the tide table. And that's where we're at in the market right now. It's more difficult. And decisions have to be made on the sell side. It's a time to be really, really vigilant. Because if the market starts to roll over, it can take a lot of hard-earned gains real quickly. All right? So we have to be really vigilant on the one hand on the stocks that we own. I've told you that just by natural consequences here over the last couple of weeks, 2-3 weeks, I've ended up with about a 20% cash pile right now. But I'm 80% invested in the market because my other stocks continue to hold up well. And I continue to find new stocks in the market all the time that are even going up during a consolidation trend. I just gave an example of Team Health Holdings, a stock that I found, a few months ago, several months ago, and I've owned it here for a while, and it's starting to break out again. Will it continue to break out? I hope so, because we have a position in it. And I can still justify the stock. It's one of the top performers in the market. In addition to that, it makes sense from a valuation point of view. And in addition to that, it has a very healthy stock chart right now. And it's in a very healthy area of the market. It's a small cap. It's a domestic stock. And it's in one of the best sectors in the market, which is the healthcare sector. Let's stay in that healthcare sector. You know, I divide up stocks in my app. One of the ways I divide them up is I put them in the category of either conservative growth. This is a conservative growth stock. If you're a conservative growth investor, then this would be a candidate for a conservative growth portfolio. And of course, you can screen the market and you can pull up the top ranked conservative growth stocks right now. The second category I have is moderate. These are moderate. They're kind of in the middle. The third category I have is aggressive. These are aggressive growth stocks. And then I have a little category called speculative. Boy, I'll tell you what. My assistant, he just shops amongst that speculative category and amongst the micro caps that are in my database at 3,400. And he cherry picks some of those. And man, he has nabbed and nailed some huge winners from that speculative microcap area. You have to be more careful. I mean, obviously, we're getting down into the highest risk, outside of penny stocks and things like that. The microcaps are a tough area, very volatile. But at the same time, they can be very, very lucrative. In fact, if you look at the microcap ETF right now, that's one of the hottest areas of the market. Microcaps are companies that are, you know, like 250 million or less in market capitalization. What you're hoping is a microcap eventually grows up to be a small cap. And that small cap grows up to be a mid cap. And someday that mid cap grows up to be a large cap. You could go back and look at some of the big companies of today, some of the big winners, and at one time they could have been microcap stocks, and think of all the money that can be made. Having said that, microcaps can also go to nothing, so you have to watch them very, very closely. One microcap that I discovered in my app That's been doing very, very well. And I don't own it, but my assistant here does. It's a company headquartered in Palatine, Illinois. It is Addus Home Care Corp. The symbol is ADUS. Again, it's in the right sector. It's in the healthcare sector. They provide home care services to patients with chronic diseases or after hospitalization through 118 locations in 19 states. All right? This is intense stuff. I mean, you don't want to end up in one of these places, but it's a necessary part of being a mortal living here on this earth, isn't it? We're all mortal, and we're all getting older by the minute. Addus Home Care is a $213 million market cap company. Addus Home Care has been a very good performer over the last 3 years. It's been cranking along a nice return to its investors of 48% per year. The market's only 14. The company doesn't have a 5 or 10 year track record. It hasn't been around that long as a publicly traded company, but it does have a 3 year track record that is very, very good. Over the last 12 months, Addus Healthcare is up 382%. It's one of the biggest winners in the market over the last 12 months. And it's a stock that has been ranked very highly by my app. In fact, if I go back 6 months ago, this thing was ranked at number 132 overall in my app. Now, I have a hard time buying microcap stocks. They have to have a lot of volume. Because, you know, I'm usually making seven-figure buys when I buy a stock. So I have to watch that volume and see if a stock can absorb that kind of volume. So I've kind of steered away from it as far as holding it in my aggressive growth accounts. But as it continues to grow up and be a big boy here, it is trading a whole heck of a lot more volume than it used to. In fact, it's a red-hot stock. 3 months ago, the stock was ranked 178. 2 months ago, the stock was ranked number 31. Today, the stock is ranked number 127. It has been a fierce little competitor, David versus Goliath. From a valuation point of view, it's gotten a little stretched, but it's not like nosebleed territory. It's trading at 19 times forward earnings, which is a little bit of a premium to the market. It's also trading at a premium to its growth rate, which is expected to be about 15% per year going forward. Gets a PEG ratio of 1.28. But I just keep adjusting my target price higher and higher as the earnings estimates continue to go higher and higher. In fact, over the last 5 years, this company has grown their earnings by 50% per year. It's been a little growth engine, the little engine that could. The valuation grade right now is C+. And that would make me a little bit hesitant. But I've been hesitant for the last 6 months now. I have not stepped up to the plate and bought the stock. And what has the stock done? It just continues to hit new highs. In fact, if you look at a chart of the stock right now, ADUS. In fact, I tweet it to my assistant all the time. I said, are you still in ADUS? Yep, he puts a little smile. I'm loving it. He's a happy camper as it hits new highs. In fact, it's hitting another new all-time high today. Hey, this stock began the year at about $7 a share, and it's hitting $19.64 today, which is a new all-time high. Now, ADUS passes my performance test. ADUS doesn't quite pass the value test right now, but the performance is so strong when I weigh it all out in my formula, my proprietary formula, I get a stock that gets an A- grade, and out of 3,406 stocks, it comes in at number 127, and it qualifies as a best stock now, a microcap $213 million company. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
I can't believe how this year has just flown by. I mean, it's June. Summer's here. And why is summer especially exciting this year at the Mefford House? Well, it all centers around my husband, Charlie, and Healthy Trim. Not only has Charlie lost over 15 pounds, he has all this energy, and we have Healthy Trim to thank for that. Healthy Trim is the natural weight loss supplement that's helped Charlie lose over 15 pounds. It was the appetite suppression that made the big difference for him. Healthy Trim curbs his appetite, reduces his cravings, so he eats less. And plus, Charlie loves the energy that it gives him. It's so encouraging when you go to Healthy Trim's website and click on the testimonials page. You can check out all the hundreds of before and after photos on their website, healthytrim.com. You'll be amazed. Charlie and I were. Just try Healthy Trim. And if it doesn't work for you like it has for Charlie, you can send it back for a full refund. Call 855-600-TRIM today and you'll get a free bottle with your purchase. Buy one, get one free. Go to healthytrim.com or call them 855-600-8746, 855-600-TRIM.
Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex, you simply can't fight it alone. Your personal and financial information is everywhere. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Visit LifeLock.com now or call and mention promo code Prager to get a special 10% discount. Call 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. That door's blocked, Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, "I warned you not to open the door." This is Howard Butt, Jr. of Laity Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, let's see. What have we talked about so far? We've talked about the overall market and the fact that it has finally, after a torrid streak of seven straight months and whatever it was, 17 straight Tuesdays up action. We haven't had 3 days in a row of down days. It's just been a torrid streak. They come along in the market from time to time, and you got to take advantage of them while they're there. You got to ride them for all they're worth. You got to put your foot on the accelerator. And I have had my foot on the accelerator for the last 7 months, but now the market has started to cool off. It's not the end of the world, but we're seeing it enter into a consolidation phase where we're going in an undecided trend, which is sideways. And from this sideways trend, which could last for quite some time, we'll either roll over and start heading down, or we'll break out to new highs again. It's too soon to know. We have to take it a day at a time, a week at a time, a sector at a time, a market class at a time, but most importantly, a stock at a time. That's why every day I look at several hundred stocks, including the ones that I own, and I judge their current status. Are they buys, are they sells, or are they holds? And obviously most days I look at them, that's all I say is, no reason to sell that right now. It still looks good. It's still a leader. It's still undervalued. It's still doing well. Still a performer. Still in a strong group. And lastly, that chart looks just yummy still. No problems. Okay. One such stock that I'll mention here is Ocwen Financial, an Atlanta-based company, which we've talked about before on the air. Ocwen Financial is benefiting wildly from all of the fervor to get mortgages done before interest rates head higher. I see now that the 30-year fixed is averaging about 4.15%. We've seen a big spike in interest rates here recently, and that has lit a fire, actually, under a lot of folks to go out and get their loans sooner rather than later. We've also seen the number of homes that are returning to positive equity. Hey, that's a good thing. Maybe you're one of those. Maybe you had negative equity, and finally, home prices are up enough where you're finally showing a little bit of equity again, a little bit of money in the bank. That's a good feeling. And in fact, the number of homes underwater now, I see, has fallen to less than 20%. So all of this is fueling growth at Ocwen Financial, which provides residential and commercial mortgage loan servicing, special servicing, and asset management services. Their earnings have been growing by 28% over the last 5 years. Ocwen continues to meet the criteria that I have as it relates to performance. The stock has been red hot. Over the last 10 years, it's been red hot. Over the last 5 years, it's been red hot. Over the last 3 years, it's been red hot. And over the last 12 months, it's up 169%. Even in 2008, when the market was down 38%, Ocwen was up 65% that year. It gets a performance grade of A+. This is one of the stocks of the decade. But you say, with all that performance, I must have to really pay up for this thing. Well, it's currently trading at 8.5 times forward earnings. It's expected to continue to grow by 20 to 25% per year over the next 5 years. Gets a PEG ratio of 0.34. It meets my valuation criteria quite easily. Meets the performance criteria, meets the valuation criteria, and lastly, that all-important stock chart. It broke out of a consolidation yesterday. And hopefully that's the beginning of a new big uptrend in Ocwen. I continue to own Ocwen. It's a very large position here at Gunderson Capital Management. I think it's a deep value stock. It's also a performer, and it has a very healthy stock chart. out of 3,406 stocks that I follow, it comes in at number 24. It's a grade A, and it's a mid-cap domestic growth stock, $6 billion. All right, speaking of mortgages and Ocwen Financial, let's bring in Craig Brock, our mortgage expert. Craig, I see that here's a question I have for you, Craig. Is the investment buyer, you know, for a long time we had investors coming in and buying up, scooping up gobs of single-family homes. Are they still out there?
Yeah, they still are out there, even though the hedge funds have pulled back dramatically because the yields are not as attractive as they were 6 months ago. Mortgage rates are up, and certainly house prices are up measurably. You probably saw that CoreLogic report that showed fewer people were underwater now.
Yeah, below 20%, I see, are now underwater. And, you know, that's got to help folks to all of a sudden have equity once again in their home where there was none, you know, like a year ago.
And it certainly is going to help Home Depot because people are going to feel better about their home. So the consensus is they'll spend a little bit more on their home.
Yeah, having equity in the bank is just a good feeling in their homes. I also see, though, that there seems to be a rush right now, and I think that's one of the reasons Ocwen's breaking out again. Is the 30-year fix is above 4 now. What, about 4.15? Is that where we're at?
We're seeing that report here. National average, we're a little bit lower than that. The scenario is that mortgage apps are just reported this morning. They're up 5% last week, which is a kind of a surprise, but it's because people are getting off the fence fast and furious to get your mortgage done.
Well, I think interest rates are going to moderate here for a little bit. We had the scare with the Fed and the punch bowl and all this and that, but I don't think they're in any hurry, really, to take the punch bowl away. But they did want to send out the warning sign that it's not going to be there forever. There's still time, plenty of time, to give Craig a call and to do something. You know, whether it's a new purchase, refi, reverse mortgage, whatever it is. Where can we reach Craig, Brock?
Anytime at 855-900-3279, 855-900-EASY.
And you can also Google Craig's name. The guy is an expert. One of the hardest working guys I know, besides myself. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks a lot, Craig Brock, an expert in the mortgage market. And I'm 855-611-BEST, or I'm pwstreet.com. Hey, at least get the newsletter coming your way every week. Go to my website, sign up for it. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.